The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Nishmat of Rambam ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihanu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. For Ashi Madina, but Sarah inna refaner for the nefesh or for the guf for the kol rabadavo. Echen yirasom v'nomar amen. Begin today's daf on Kuf Zayin Amud Lishon. Five lines after they get wide. We are talking in the sugya over here of David HaMelech and Batsheva. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Ki ani letzela nachon, umachobi negdi tamid. Now, tzela is the rib. The rib refers to the lady. Because the rib was taken from Adam and Rishon, so the lady in the Chazal is referred to the tzela. So when David HaMelech is referring to Batsheva, he says, tzela nachon. She was the right one. She was really for me. The Gemara says, "Reuya haita Batsheva bat Eliam le David meshechet yemei Bereshit." Really, Elisheva, Batsheva was already destined from Sheshet yemei Bereshit. She was supposed to be the wife of David HaMelech. So, what was the problem? Ela sheba ela b'machov. Because it says, "Umachobi negdi tamid," but he came with her before the time. He came with her with troubles. If he would have waited, it was hers, it was belonged to him anyway. But he went a little early, jumped the gun, and he came with him b'machov with troubles. Really, Batsheva was ra'uy for David HaMelech. But he ate it before it got ripe. So a person can't wait for the fruit to get ripened, plucks it off the tree. He did it premature. If he would have waited, it was coming to him anyway. That's why all the tzad. Darash Rava my dichtiv. Ubsalei, regarding my sela, my wife, samhu v'ne'esafu. All my enemies got together, and they rejoiced against me. Ne'esfu alai nechim. Nechim is ba'alim umim, people with blemishes. V'lo yadarti. But I made myself, as I didn't hear their ridicule. Kar'u v'lo damu. They ripped me velo damu, and they did not keep quiet. What does it mean? Amar David of Nechelot Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Galui V'yadu Al Lefaneka Shemayu Kur'in Besari. If my enemies would rip my flesh, Lo Ayu Dami Shotet. The blood would not come out, because since they embarrassed me already, there's no more blood in my veins. Because it says when you Malbin Pene Havero, so the blood drains from the veins. Right, his face turns white. The blood goes away. It says if they would karu velo damu, they would cut me up, there would be no dam, there would be no blood. That's how much they're embarrassing me. Velo ad ella, b'sha'a shem oskin b'arba mitot b'din, when my enemies would be learning, sekila, serefa, erek v'harek, poskim v'mishnatan, they see me walk into the Beit HaMidrash, what happens? They interrupt themselves in the Mishnah. V'omrim li David, ha'ba'al ishet ish, mitato b'ma, on purpose. David, what's the halakha? What's the punishment if somebody goes with ishet ish? It's time in order to dig him. ואמרתי להם, הבעל אשת איש מיטתו בחנק, ויש לו חלק לעולם הבא, אבל רבים פני חברו ברבים, אין לו חלק לעולם הבא. There's no problem. אשת איש חנק, יש לו חלק לעולם הבא. But the guy embarrasses a friend in public, no חלק לעולם הבא. אמר רב יהודה, אמר רב, אפילו בשעת חוליו של דוד, after the story about שבא, דוד got sick, קיים 18 עונות. He fulfilled the 18 onot with his 18 wives. Because he still has responsibility to be with them. So even at the time of his sickness, he did not deprive his wives from the tashmish. Shne'emar yaga'ati be'anhati. That even though I had anhati, my mahala, asheh b'chod layla mittati. Which means, every night, asheh b'chod layla mittati. What is asheh?
I drenched my bed.
He drenched his bed. Okay, b'dashmish. Even at the time of dim'ati, of my tears when he was suffering, that's what it is. He drenched his bed. B'dim'ati arsi amse. My bed was drenched with the tashmish. Okay. ואמר דוד אמריו, ביקש דוד לעבוד עבודה זרה. דוד wanted to worship עבודה זרה, שנאמר, והיא דוד בא על הראש, אשר ישתחווה שם לאלוהים, ואין ראש אלא עבודה זרה, שנאמר, והוא צלמה ראשית דידה טאב. That's the tzelem, that on the head of the tzelem was a golden, was made out of gold. So Rosh is referring to tzelem, Avodah Zarah. Why does he want to worship Avodah Zarah, David? V'nei l'klato Hushai Arki. All of a sudden, Hushai, one of his advisors, his friend, comes to him. Karua kututo v'adamal Rosho. His garment is ripped and he has dirt on his head. Amad lo le David, he tells David, Yomru melech shekemotcha yavod Avodah Zarah, ez yachadud Hashem. They're going to say, a king like you, Oved Avodah Zarah b'fereshia. Amar lo, they're going to say, Melech shekemoti yehargenu beno. Which even makes no sense. Avshalom is trying to kill me. The people are not going to understand it. Why would God punish such a tzaddik like this? That Avshalom, his own son, is trying to kill his father? So therefore, let me worship Avodah Zarah. So at least the people will say, that's why God's doing it. When he wanted to worship the Avodah Zarah, so the people will not make Hadul Hashem. At least they'll say, that he deserves it. But if I don't do a public sin, then the people are going to have claims against God. What are you doing to this tzaddik over here? Why should you make your son rebellious? Mutav ya'avod avodah zarah. David says, but I should worship avodah zarah. V'ayit halil shem shaman b'faresya. And God's name should not be desecrated in Paresya. So Amar, he says, wait. May ta'ama kanisbat yefetuar. David HaMelech, when he went out to war, he took an ishet yefetuar. He took a goya from the war, converted her, he married her. Why did you take her? Amale, yifatua nachmana sharia. What are you talking about? It's mutar. I didn't do a sin. Amale, lo daras simuchin. You didn't learn the simuchin? There's two pesukim next to each other. Desmich le kiye le ish ben sorer umore. Right after the yifatua pasuk, it talks about the wild, rebellious child. To teach you. Kol anose yifat toar. So therefore it's not going to be a halul Hashem. Everybody's going to know why Avshalom is rebelling against you. Because you took a yifatua. Therefore you don't have to do Avodah Zarah to justify the punishment. The people understand. The reason why he's getting trouble from this son, because she came from yifatua. The Torah says, Simuchin, you go with yifatua and you get a ben soler more. So it's self-explanatory why this is happening to you, David. Darash Rabbi Dostai, Dimin Kiri, Dimin Biri. When David was asking for forgiveness for his sins, Lesoher Kuti. What does he do? Lesoher Kuti, he sells a little quantity at a time. So he can get more profit. He sells a little for a higher price. He sells a little for a higher price. He sells a little at a time. So David, when he made Teshuvah, he didn't ask forgiveness for all the Avonot. He started on the small Averot. Then he worked his way up this Averot, slowly, until he was forgiven on all his sins. Why? What does the Pasuk say? Shigiot miyabin. Right? Ministerot nakeni. Gam mizedim asuk avdecha. Al yimshinu bi az etam v'niketi mepesh arav. One step at a time. Kebras, Amad Yavin Lechash Baruch Hu. The Bono Shil Olam. Shigiot miyabin. What do you do? Shigiot. People make shigaga sometimes, mistakes. Amale Sheviki Lach. No problem. Mahul. I forgive you on the shigiga. Uministerot nakeni. The Averot that I did b'mezid, b'nistarot, in the private, clean me, shivikilach, God says, okay, I forgive you. Gam mezidim hasuk avdecha, the zedim, the ones I did in public, forgive me for those also. All right, shivikilach. Al yimshelu bi, delo lishta'u bi rabbanan, which means, I don't want the rabbis to talk about the sin that I did with Batsheva. Al yimshelu bi, they shouldn't talk to hakamim, and doresh, my sin. Shiviki lach. I forgive you.
Request is granted.
Request is granted. Which means, don't use me as the example. I don't want the rabbis to use me the example of the sinner. I shouldn't be the example in the rabbi's derash. Okay. As etam, then I should be tamim, I should be complete. Please don't write the story in the Nevi'im. Amar lo, I have to write it. Uma yud shenatalti mesarai. I took the yud from Sarai. Sarai originally was Sarai. God took the yud and what? Put a hit instead. What the yud was complaining now? Omid v'tzoveyach kamesh shanim. The yud that I took away from Sinai was screaming, "Where you took me away from the Torah?" Ad sheba Yehoshua ve'osafti lo. Until I came to Yehoshua and I added it to his name. Shne'emar v'yikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. He called him Yehoshua. Call the parasha kula al ad kama v'kama. I can't just take out a parasha from the Navi. If the yud needs to have a replacement, certainly you have to replace the whole parasha. V'nikerti mepesh arav. Amal lefanav ribono shel olam. Even though God forgave him, but it wasn't 100%. Yeah, forgive me on it now, 100%. Kevar, don't worry. Kevar atid Shlomo ben Chaya lomar b'chokmato. Listen, Shlomo is going to say, your son, hayachte ish esh b'chako u'b'gadav lo tesarafna. Is it possible that the person could carry a coal in his pocket and his clothes don't get burnt? Is it possible for a person to walk on coals and his feet don't get burnt? So too, when a person goes with somebody else's wife, it's impossible to get clean totally from the sin. So David says, am I pushed away so much? I mean, there's no way I can get to Shuvah, you're telling me? Only if you accept upon yourself affliction for kapara, kibel alav. And David HaMelech did kibel alav yisurin. Amar Yehuda Amarav shisha chodashim nitztara David. 6 months David HaMelech became a mitzora. Venistanecha himena shechina. Shechina left him upirshu memenu sanedrin. And the sanedrin left him. Nitztara, how do we know that David HaMelech had tzara adiktiv? Tehateini be'ezov ve'etar. Right, Ezov is the hyssop that you use to purify the Mitzorah. So it says, "Tachateini be'ezov, purify me with an Ezov." Why do I have to be purified with an Ezov? Must be Yetzarah. How do we know? Because the Shekhinah only appears to somebody at B'simcha. David HaMelech was worrying, he was depressed. So it says, "How do we Hashiva li seson yishaycha. Bring me back the Simcha. Bring me back the spirit of the Shekhinah. Upreshuva menu Sanhedrin. How many Sanhedrin left him? Dechtiv. Yeshuvu li yireecha. Let the God-fearing ones return to me. So the fact that he's praying for the Sanhedrin because it's biyudei edotecha, those that know your laws. Now Gemara says, how do you know it was for 6 months? Shisha chodashim min adar. Because it says, Vayamim asher malach David al Yisrael 40 shana. David HaMelech was the king altogether 40 years. Bechevron malach sheva shanim. 33 years in Jerusalem and 7 years in Hebron. Now, we have another pasuk. Hebron malach al Yehuda sheva shanim v'shisha chodashim. Oh, it says in Hebron he was the king for 7 years and 6 months. But what do you mean? In the first pasuk it doesn't say the 6 months. It just says 7 years. What happened to the 6 months? Hani shisha chodashim lo kachashiv. It doesn't list the 6 months. Why? Shema mina nistara. And therefore you can't consider him as a king. When he had the Sarah, therefore the Pasuk only says 7 years and deletes the 7.5. In those 6 months, he wasn't considered king because he had Sarah. Amar lefanav Rabbo shel Olam, mechol li al oto avon, forgive me for the sin. Mahud lach, mahud. Aseh mi ot toba, give me a sign, v'yir'u sonai v'yiboshu, which means those that are embarrassing me in public for the avon, let them see that you forgave me, v'yiboshu, and they should become embarrassed. Because you're the only one that can help me. Amale b'hayecha eni modiya. Aval eni modiya b'hayecha Shlomo b'nicha. In your lifetime, I'm not going to publicize the mechila. But in your son's life, Shlomo HaMelech, I'm going to publicize it. Where do you see publicizing? B'sha'a shebana Shlomo et beit ha-mikdash, b'kesh le'achnis aron le'beit kodesh kodashim. But Shlomo wanted to bring the aron into the Holy of Holies. Dabiku she'arim zebazeh. What happened? The gates of the Kodesh Kodashim, they locked. They closed. Amar 24 rinanot. So Shlomo HaMelech started to say 24 different songs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, Tehina, Rina, different words of Tefillah. Velo na'ana. The gates didn't open. He said, Se'u she'amah, Se'u she'arim, Rashi'chem, Minasu, Pita'olam. To open up the gates, or the... Let the gates open. Rise. V'yavo melech ha'gavot. Mi zeh melech ha'gavot? Hashem azuz v'gibor. Hashem gibor melchama. V'ne'emah se'u she'arim ha'shekem. Open the gates. Us'u petra olam. V'yavo melech ha'gavot. After he said those pesukim, lo na'ana. Was not answered. Kevan she'amar. Hashem Elohim. Al tashev p'nei mishichecha zokhra lechazdei David adecha. Remember the chesed that my father David did. Miyad na'ana. Oh, at that point, the gates open. Miyota sha'a nepechu p'nei son'ei David kishulei kedera. At that point, the enemies of David, their faces turn black like the bottom of a pot. Viyad'u ko yiseh shemahad lo ha'kadosh baruch hu al oto avon. At that point, everybody knew that David HaMelech indeed was exonerated from the sin, from the fact that the gates only opened up in the zechut of David. That's why it says later on in the Tehillim, it says, "Aromimcha Adonai kidlitani v'lo simachta oyevai li." Aromimcha Hashem, Hashem, I praise you. Kidlitani, dilitani is b'lashon delet. Kidlitani, because you opened the delatot of the Beit HaMikdash. The next story of Shlomo HaMelech, kidlitani, the doors were the proof. And you did not let my enemies rejoice. Now, after we finish with the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, we move on to one of the hidyotot that does not have harich l'olam haba, and that is, of course, Gehazi. Let's just review. Gehazi was the servant of Elisha. Elisha helped the general of Aram. His name is Naaman. Naaman had leprosy. Elisha told him to dip in the Jordan River. He dipped, he became better, and then he offered Elisha some money. Elisha refused it. Gehazi went unbeknownst to Elisha at first, and he took money from Gehazi, and then Elisha got mad. Why did he take the money? And then you'll see he curses him and he loses his halak l'olam haba. Gemara says Gehazi dichtiv vayelech Elisha Damasik. Elisha went to Damascus. Lechan Azan, what is he doing in Damascus? Amar Rabbi Yohanan Shalach Le'azir Gehazi B'tshuva. His student Gehazi went off the path. So he went to chase him to get him back, maybe bring him back to Teshuva to talk to him. Ve'lo Hazar, but he didn't listen to his rabbi. Amar lo Hazor Becha, make Teshuva. Amar lo Kach Mekubbelani Mimcha, you taught me rabbi. Ha'chote u'machati et ha'rabim. You told me it's not teshuva for me. Anybody that sins and causes others to sin, the doors of teshuva are closed. That's it. Kanere, he was lazy, Gehazi. Of course it's teshuva, but it's not an easy teshuva. So Gehazi gave an excuse. Hey, he said it's not teshuva for me. He didn't have the strength or he didn't have the willpower to now make a strong teshuva. So he said, no, I'm not interested. My avad, what was the sin that Gehazi did? Ika de amre, some say, Eben Shoevet Talal Lachatat Yerovam Ben Shamayim La'aris. He took a magnet. Eben Shoevet is a magnet. And he put it on the Egel of Yerovam. And he made it as if it was suspended in midair using the magnets. So it was dancing in midair as if it had koah. So he fooled the people to think that the Egel has powers. Some say he took a Shem Kodesh and he put it in the mouth of the Avodah Zarah. And it started to pronounce the Ten Commandments. And some say, Rabbanan da he pushed the students away from the Shi'ur of Elisha. Elisha would give a Shi'ur, Gehazi would sit outside. The students would come to the Shi'ur, he would say, there's no more seats, it's crowded, go home. So he was Fatima Adit Am. He caused the students to not join the Shi'ud. How do we know? So Gemara says, Shneimar, Vayomeru ben Hanevim Elisha, the students told Elisha, Hine nam makom asher anachnu yoshvim sham lefnei chasar memenu. It's very, very crowded, they told the rabbi. Mechlal da'ad ashta lo avisad. It's master, until that point it wasn't crowded. Because Gehazi was pushing all the students away from the Shi'ud. But after that, the students came back. And therefore the students became, the yeshiva became crowded again. So you see that was his avon. He was pushing the students away from the yeshiva. Tanu Rabbanan. לעולם תהה שמאל דוחה וימין מקרבת. Person should be his left hand push away and his right hand bring close. Which means when you're pushing the student away with the weaker hand, when you're bringing him back with the primary hand.
ולא כאלישה שדחפו לגעזי בשתי ידיים.
But Gehazi, Elisha cursed Gehazi, pushed him away with two hands. He told him that Tzara'at should be on you and your children
forever. That was a strong curse. That was too much.
So you have to rebuke him. I heard once an explanation. What does it mean? Small doche v'yamin mekarev. So Shara is like this. If you have an object in front of you, right? So if I take my left hand over here, small doche, right? V'yamin mekarev, and the right is bringing close. What happens? I turn it around. It turns it. This way pushes this way, and the right pushes this way. That's the way you turn a person around. You turn him around with the small doche and the yamin mekarev to flip him. He makes a 180, and now already you get him back to the right way. But if you're going to push him one way, he just goes one way, sideways. You got to flip him. You got to turn him like this. Okay, Gehazi. What was the story of Gehazi? What did he do? Nechtiv. Vayom and Naaman. Naaman was the general of Aram. Hoel kach kikarayim. He told Elisha after he cured him, please take the silver. Right?
Take two.
Vayifrotzbo. Beseeching him, please. Vayatzar kikrayim kesef. So he took two kikarim shel kesef, but he never took it. He didn't take it. But what happened? Gehazi went back. So Gehazi said, how much you want? He gave him two kikarim kesef. So he took money. After Elisha refused it, Gehazi took it. ויאמר אליו אלישע, מאין גחזי? אלישע נו, גחזי, where were you? He didn't tell me, he went back to get the money. ויאמר, לא הלך עבדך ענה וענה, I'm nowhere, I didn't go anywhere. ויאמר אליו, he's a prophet, he knows everything. לא לבי הלך אשר הפך איש מעל מרכבתו לחתיך. What do you think, I wasn't with you? לא לבי הלך, you don't think my spirit was with you when you went back to take the money? העת לקחת את הכסף ולקחת בגדים, זיתים, קנמים, סון, בקר, עבדים, שעות. You took all these items. Money, clothes, olives, vineyards, סון, בקר. כלומר, אז הוא מי שקל כל היי? He didn't take all that stuff. He just took a couple of talents of silver. כלומר, says, כסף ובגדים הוא שקל. He took silver and clothes, but he didn't take all the other stuff that Elisha said. או אמר משחק באותה שעיה אלישה יושב ודורש בשמונה של עצים. אלישה was learning with נעמן מסכת שבת, the 14th פרק is called שמונה של עצים. That's the name of the פרק. They were learning גמרא together. נעמן סרסבה מלך ארם היה מצורע. Now נעמן was a מצורע, we know that he was the leper, right? אמרה לה, so he told them, היי רביתה דשתבי. נעמן had in captivity a Jewish girl. So the Jewish girl told him, listen, we have a prophet. Why don't you go to the prophet and he'll cure you? Mar'ad Yisrael, I azat gabe Elisha. If you go to Elisha, maselach, he'll give you a refuah. Ki ata, so when he came to Elisha, amale zil tebol biyarden. He told him, go dip in the Jordan River. Amale achokheka mechayachet bi. What are you, making jokes on me over here? Go to the river? What I come here for? To jump in, to take a bath in the river? Amre le hanehud aveh b'aleh. So the advisors that were with Naaman, they told him, "May nefkalach mina, what do you lose? Zil naseh. Go try. What's the worst thing? It's the worst thing to take a bath." Azav etavah b'yardena v'taseh. Sure enough, he went into the Jordan River and he was cured. Ata. So Naaman now came to Elisha. Aite lekol hani denakit. He brought him all these gifts he wanted to give him. Lo tzaveh lekabod emineh. Elisha didn't want to take it. He wanted to make kiddush Hashem. He didn't want to take anything. He told Naaman, go. Gehazi iftar mekame Elisha. All of a sudden, Yazi tells the Ishak, excuse me, Rabbi, I want to go somewhere for... He went back to Naaman to catch him. He said, I want the money.
Azal, Shakal, my dear Shakal.
He took
Vafkid.
But he couldn't bring it back with him, so he gave it to somebody to watch. Now he comes back to the Shi'ur, empty-handed.
Kiata, when he got there,
he's learning Shemunah Shiratim. Right? They're learning the Masechet Shabbat.
Hazia Elisha Letzara, Adama Parhai, Dabe, Deshe.
He saw on Gehazi's head already he broke out into leprosy.
Amadera Shah. Higia et litoschar Shmona Shiratim.
Which means you're learning Gemara Shmona Shiratim. Instead of waiting to get the reward for Shmona Shiratim in Olam Abba, you already want to get your reward for Shmona Shiratim in this world by taking the Shmona items of Naaman that he offered me. You couldn't wait to Olam Abba, you want to take it now?
So he was angry at him. The tzara'at Naaman tadbak b'chav zarachan le'olam.
The tzara'at of Naaman should be stuck to you and your children forever.
V'yetzim l'faram b'tzura kashelik. Sure enough, kashelik.
He went away from Elisha and he was a leper like white as snow.
V'arba'a anashim ayu m'tzura'im petach ha'sha'ad. Pasuk says in the Navi, there were four lepers sitting by the gate. Who were the four lepers? Amar Yohanan, Gehazi, and Shlosha Bana.
There you go. Gehazi and his three children. So you see, the curse of Elisha came true.
Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar,
Yetzir,
Tinok, Veisha, Tes Emol Doha, VeYamin Mekarevet.
Which means, when it comes to Yetzir, that's Tashmish Amita. When it comes to marital relations, you have to have a balance. You can't push it away totally because you need Tashmish Amita, but you can't embrace it totally because it can lead to sin. So therefore you need Yamin Mekarevet in order to have children and small Dohe. No, not so much in order to curb a person's control.
You need that Ba'agrashi, Yetzer. Yetzer, Ta'avato.
When it comes to the lust,
if you're going to push it away totally,
it's not going to be, not going to be a settlement of the world.
If you bring it too close,
it's going to end up leading to sin. So you have to have that balance. The same balance you also have to have is with a what? Tinuk v'isha. Children and a wife.
Rashi.
Natan kala. They're very sensitive. The lady's sensitive. The baby children are sensitive.
If you're going to push the child away too much, you're going to push them away from their world.
Then we have to go easy with them. They're not like men, tough. The woman also, you have to go slow, musar, but not so much. Small,
okay.
When it comes to rebuking them, you have to be easy on the rebuke. You have to know how much, not too much, otherwise they'll break. Elisha had three sicknesses in his life.
Echad, shegira dubim betinokot.
One, because he sicked the bears against the tinokot. That was a story where Elisha, there was this place where there was water, and the water was bitter, and Elisha went and he cured the water from its bitterness, and there were some people that came and cursed Elisha as a result of it because they were selling the water. Now that the water became sweet, they lost their business. Anyway, what happened was Elisha brought bears, 42 bears from the jungle, and they came and they devoured these
two bears.
You're absolutely right. Dubim is bears. Two that ate 42 people.
Right.
So that was a problem. He got sick because of that. It was onish. Too strict. The other reason why he got sick, the second sickness, is because he pushed Gehazi too much. He should have been a little more tolerant of Gehazi. And then the third sickness is that's his death.
Shneimar ve'Elisha chala et cholyo asher yamud po.
Chala is the first sickness.
Et cholyo, that's the second sickness.
Asher yamud po, that's the third sickness. You see, Elisha died after two sicknesses, done the third sickness. That Gemara says an interesting historical fact. Until Avraham Avinu, there was no such thing as old age. Which means everybody looked the same like they were when they were young, when they were old. No such thing as growing old. Kol da'azel Avraham, amar ha'yitzhak. Anybody that saw Avraham thought it was Yitzhak. Kol da'azel Yitzhak, amar ha'Avraham. You couldn't tell the difference between the two. Ba'a Avraham l'chameh. So Avraham prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'delevin l'zikna, that there should be zikna, white hair, whatever it may be. So that people could recognize between the person and his children. What happened? That's it. Zikna came to the world. Because it's Avraham, Zakin. Zikna came to Avraham. The Midrash says, what's the reason why? Because otherwise nobody was respecting the elders. So in order that there should be respect for the elders, you have to have zikna. Okay. Okay. Shnei Mar v'Abraham Zaken v'Abba Yamin. Ad Yaakov v'Abba Chulsha. That's right. Until Yaakov, there was no such thing as getting sick. Person about to die, he would sneeze, and that's it. It was sudden. Ba'ara hameh. Yaakov prayed. They should have a warning. Ba'ara chodsha. Shnei mar v'yemel Yosef. Hine abicha chodeh. Behold, your father is sick. Yaakov was the first one to ever get sick. Why did he want to get sick? To give him time to give a last will and testament to his children. If the person doesn't have any warning, he can't give his children musad. And the musad that a father gives before he dies is very beneficial because the children accept it. But if the father has no warning, he'll lose that opportunity. So Yaakov Avinu prayed for sickness. And sure enough, hine avicha chodeh. Behold, it's a new thing. Eshi. Ba'ara hamed levi chodesha kedeshiye penai. So there'll be time. Lebanav labo kodehad ba'ame mekomod yot alad. To give the children time to come to the bedside, like I said, so you can give them musar. Okay. That's why when somebody sneezes today, they say l'hayim. Because in the olden days, the sneeze was a sneeze of death. If somebody sneezes, they say l'hayim. Last point. A'ad Elisha lo ava inish chalish de mitpah. Elisha was the first one that got sick and recovered. Yeah. Till that time, once a person got sick, that's it, the death was imminent. Elisha is the first one that got sick, got better. Elisha prayed, give me a second chance. V'tepach, he got better. Shneimar, v'Elisha chala et cholyo asher yamut bo. He got his final sickness, implying what? There was a sickness before that he recovered from. Rashi says, v'tepach mitrapeh. Okay, as a footnote, in the censored, our Gemara has a censorship. But after the story of Gehazi, where Rabbi Yeshua pushed him away, Isha pushed him away, Gemara tells another story. We'll read it from the uncensored version. It's talking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Perachya. He went to a certain hotel with one of his students. And the hostess was very nice to them. So Rabbi Yeshua said, what a great hostess. So the student thought that the rabbi is talking about her beauty. So he said, yeah, okay, but her eyes are a little round. Rabbi says, are you pervert? I wasn't talking about her beauty. Yoshed me. One thing, if you're thinking about that, Yoshed me, I'm talking about her ways. He got very angry. He took out 400 shofarot, lavdavka, he took out shofar. Put him in Nidui. Kind of thing, Hoshesh Tana, like Rabbi Yeshua. Anyway, every day he came back to get Teshuvah from his rabbi, didn't accept. Nachauto. One day he was reading Kiryat Shema, Rabbi Yeshua. At that point he accepted, he wanted to accept him. So he told him, wait a minute. He's reading Shema. He misunderstood the hand motion. He went like this. He went like this. Meaning, he thought, go, pushing him away. I'm not going back anymore. And as a result, it says, he went, it was Chotir Machtir Tarim. Some say that was Yeshu. That was the student of Rabbi Yeshua. So that's an explanation. What does the Gemara have to tell us the whole details? He was in the middle of Kiryat Shema. Told him to wait. Why is that significant? So Shah is like this. To show you, halakha is halakha. Nothing overrides the halakha. And any justification that you think overrides the halakha, nothing good is going to come out of it. Lacha says when you're saying Kiryat Shema, lo yikrotz ve'enav, ve'lo yirmoz ve'yadav. When you say the Kiryat Shema, you're not supposed to make any gestures. You're praying the Shema, your mind is on the Kiryat Shema. No, even you're winking your eyes, even making a movement. That's during the Shema. What happened? Yeshua knows that halacha. Here again, Yeshua came back to him. He knows now, he wants to, Rebbe, I want to make Teshuvah. If he doesn't interrupt, he's going to lose him. He knows already this is the 10th time he came to him. If he doesn't make a gesture to tell him, wait a minute, he might never come back. So he said, in this case over here, I'll break the halacha a little to save the guy. So he went like this. Rebbe Ruch says, you think by breaking the halacha something good's going to come out of it? The gesture that you made, he misunderstood, and adrabah, that was the cause for him to go and go out. Maybe if he wouldn't have gestured, he would have said, he doesn't hear me, and then he finished the Shema, and then say, oh, my dear student, Baruch Abba, I accept you back. Say, see, you should never compromise the halacha in thinking that by compromising, something positive will come out. Had he not compromised, could be this wouldn't have happened. Baruch Abba, I think that...